The Ghana Meteorological Agency is to receive $2.5 million to acquire new weather surveillance radar and other monitoring equipment. Government is also to assist the agency to improve its services and enhance knowledge in climate change. The Minister of Communications, Haruna Idrisu, announced this at an event to observe World Meteorological Day in Accra. Rita Amparving and Victoria Haji have filed this report.
World Meteorological Day is a day set aside to provide a platform for meteorological organizations to place importance on the weather and climate change. As it is observed annually, this year's focus is on climate for you. The Minister of Communication, Haruna Idrisu, and the host ministry, the Meteorological Agency Falls, emphasize the urgent need to equip the agency adequately. This is in view of the recent earthquake followed by tsunami in Japan, with its devastating human and material consequences. Mr. Idrisu said government will therefore provide the necessary equipment to facilitate the work of the agency. The minister also called on all to place importance on the information the agency provides and not to see it as non-performing. The acting director general of the Ghana Meteorological Agency, Zinedemi Minia, said the agency has contributed in many ways to inform the public on the weather patterns and was hopeful that with the new weather radar yet to be acquired, it will facilitate their work. He also talked about the World Meteor Day.
The day is to mark the coming into force of the UN Convention that establishes the World Meteorological Organization. The World Meteor Organization essentially is meant to monitor weather and climate of the world. It's very exciting because we have not owned an operational radar which has operated for more than 2 weeks. We had donated one several years ago that broke down and we abandoned it. People came back for that. So since then, we haven't got one. The whole of West Africa, even small countries like Burkina, they have radars.
Mr. Minyan said there are many challenges faced by the agency and mentioned few to Radio Ghana.
Our equipment are quite expensive and therefore normal budgetary allocations cannot do it. For instance, a radar, which is very essential for Ghana, which we don't have, costs in the neighborhood of at least $2 million to $2.5 million. Our whole budget for a whole year, including personnel, is not up to that amount. There's no way government will just give you a budget that will support that. So we have to ask for extra budgetary support through the sector ministry. That is why we're able to get that radar which is coming.
On why the agency sometimes provides inadequate information on the weather, Mr. Mina explains.
It's mainly due to lack of sufficient equipment. But at the moment, we use a satellite to determine that. A satellite is located 36,000 kilometers above us. Sometimes what you see may not be exactly what is there. Sometimes the systems will curve back into the sea, and therefore you won't see it. But with a radar, you can pinpoint and even estimate whether rain is actually even inside what you are seeing. So really, it's mainly due to equipment.
A message from the UN Resident Coordinator, Ruby Sanhu-Rojon, said records show that last year was the warmest year compared to 2008 and 2009. She asked Ghana not to see the threat of climate change as a technical one, but one that critically affects the development of the country.
Rita Amparving and Victoria Haji filed that report.